Hello everyone, I, Dr. Apeksha Desai, with experience of around 18 years in hospital operations, is going to teach you all about hospital operations in the next few slides. Here we are going to take a complete overview about hospital operations, which will make us understand how operations in the hospital run. So, in our first chapter, we are going to introduce you to hospital operations management. While we will be taking a lot of topics in operations management, let us first understand the two words here, that is operations and management. Operations is not a new word. It word comes 300 years ago, where operations was initiated in the Industrial Revolution, where operation means converting the raw materials into a product. Where the raw material can be any service, any transition or any transformation. Okay, and the raw material here in hospital is the service industry. And management is the word we use to convert the operations into an effective manner. Effective and the productive manner. So when we say operations management helps us to convert the raw material into the final product with effective way. So going ahead, so as we see and as per the overview, in today's rapidly evolving healthcare landscape, efficient and effective hospital operations management plays a crucial role in ensuring the delivery of high quality patient care. Like I explained in the previous slide, operations here is service-based operations, what we follow in hospital industry. And efficient and effective hospital operation plays a crucial role in giving a high-quality patient care. Operations is always revolved around the patient as the center. Hospital operation management encompasses the strategic planning, coordination, and control of various processes and resources within healthcare facility. Because hospital operations is a holistic approach in the hospital where it involves the strategic planning, coordination, and control of various processes and resources. So it includes a lot of processes where the processes start the moment the patient books an appointment to the time the patient exits the hospital premises, and also further coordinating with the patient for the better outcomes. In this following chapters, I will be talking about hospital operations management. Why hospital operations management? Why is it crucial? Why is it important? And how we explore it further, understanding the importance of hospital operations in hospitals. Key objectives we will be talking about with core principles about the hospital operations management. We will also talk about evolution of hospital operations management from the time it started to the date it has emerged and evolved. So let's go ahead and understand why hospital operations management. So when we talk about why hospital operations management, it is vital. When we talk about vital, why do you think it is important? It is important so to enhance the experience of the patient, to provide the patient the required services in a way that the outcomes are extraordinary or as patient wants the outcomes to be. Okay, so hospital operations management is vital in healthcare organizations to optimize the operations, to optimize the hospital services, enhance patient outcomes, and maximize resource utilizations. Effective operations management can improve patient satisfaction, reduce wait times, streamline workflows, and increase overall efficiency. So if you see here, it involves around a patient. As patient is always in the center of hospital operations and hospital operations management, where we think that the moment the patient enters hospital, he should get all the processes streamlined, will enhance his patient outcomes, enhance his experience in the hospital. As we all know, hospital is not a very good place to be for the patients, of course. And if our inputs towards the operations are going to make that experience a better, because no one willingly comes to the hospital, we as an operations management person change his output, because it is important but as well as we have to understand the patient's point of view here. So in operations management, we work on patient satisfaction. And how do you think the patient is satisfied? It is satisfied by the overall experience in the hospital, the way we provide them appointment, reduce their wait times, their clinical experiences, their registrations time, or the workflow, the cleanliness of the hospital. So a lot of factors which revolve around hospital operations, we see in patient satisfaction, add to the patient satisfaction, which is our ultimate goal. Because when we say why hospital operations management, hospital operations management is one of the pillars. There are three pillars in hospital management, and one of the pillars is hospital operations, which plays a very crucial role. So now let us understand the objective of hospital operations management. Here, the objectives are defined as patient satisfaction, quality of care, resource optimization, workflow efficiency, and financial performance. So let us first understand patient satisfaction. Like we have previously spoken about patient satisfaction, patient is always at the center of hospital management or hospital operations management. Enhancing the patient satisfaction is the crucial part or crucial goal of hospital operations. All the operational processes revolve around patients. So patient is always at the patient center. Patient is always at the center of hospital. And as I told you before, patient never willingly visits the hospital. It is his disease which make him visit it. So the willingness is not there. There is a lot of stress with the patient. He is not in the right mental condition when he arrives at the hospital. He is stressed. He is not well. So it becomes a duty or responsibility to ensure that patient goes home happily with all his queries resolved. And the stress is relieved in the hospital itself. So what can add to, you know, increasing the patient satisfaction? Here we say minimizing the wait times. When he arrives, a patient would like to have a minimum wait times when he arrives to the hospital. No one likes to wait for a doctor for like 1 hour and for a registration for half an hour. So when a patient arrives, if I go through a flow of process, the first thing when a patient arrives is the patient has to take a book an appointment. Book an appointment, then patient arrives to the hospital, he has to register himself. Then he meets the doctor and the consultation happens. Post consultation, he goes to the diagnostic or the pharmacy to procure his medicines or undergo radiology test. And then finally, he again meets the doctor with all the investigations and then goes to the pharmacy for the medications and then leaves the hospital. Again, the follow-up is done. So this is a process where we have to ensure that these steps where the patient comes across the hospital, different hospital services, the services are prompt enough, which will enhance patient's satisfaction or his experience in the hospital, which will leave him content while he is leaving the hospital. Second is quality of care. When I talk about quality of care, it means here we read it as operation management strives to enhance the quality of care provided to the patient. This includes implementing evidence-based practices, adhering to clinical guidelines, monitoring safety, and continuously improving care delivery process. So quality holistically involves the processes, the clinical outcomes, and also improving the delivery of services. So, as I said before, when a patient arrives in the hospital, he has different steps to follow, and we have to ensure that patient safety is at the topmost priority when we talk about quality of care. So the safety can be while he enters the hospital, we provide him a wheelchair if he is unable to walk. That is also a quality care and approach of helping the patient. While he attends the doctor, we have to ensure that evidence-based practices are followed and patient is explained well about the clinical guidelines. He is guided well. And we monitor continuous improvement in the processes, the quality of care. Second, we objective is resource optimization. So, efficient management of resources is essential to hospitals to provide cost-effective care. We all know cost plays an important or pivotal role in management. Here, unless we efficiently manage the resources, here the resources can be your nurses, your doctors, your equipments, which are expensive. So we have to ensure that all the resources in the hospital are effectively managed, or you know, the resources are allocated well, optimized well, ensuring the availability when and where they are needed. So your resource should neither be short, but you have to ensure that whatever resource is used is optimized well. So a resource optimization happens. Then is workflow efficiency. Streamlining workflows and processes within the hospital is the key objective of operations management. So when I say workflow efficiency, it is the working of your registration staff, your PED staff, your security. We have to ensure that all processes are streamlined, or they are streamlining the processes is the objective of operations management, because as I spoke before about the processes, every patient undergoes multiple processes in the hospital, the moment he arrives in the hospital till he exits from the hospital. So this involves identifying the bottlenecks. When we say we have to improve or streamline the workflow efficiency, we first have to identify the bottlenecks, eliminating unnecessary step. For example, if a patient comes to the hospital and he is made, you know, for example, he enters the hospital and then he is told to register first. Okay, so he comes to a counter where he registers himself with all his data, and then second step, he goes to another counter in the OPD and he gets billed there. Then the third step is he goes to the nursing where he gets his vitals checked, and the fourth place is he goes for the consultation, and again he comes back to the billing desk paying the bill for the consultation. What do you think? Isn't this a lengthy process which is going to affect the patient satisfaction? What we can do is we have to identify where are the bottlenecks. Is there any unnecessary steps involved here, and whether we can remove or eradicate that step to enhance patient's experience, implementing efficient system to enhance the productivity and reduce the time here as a waste. So if we could eradicate one step here, we are enhancing the patient satisfaction, which is going to help us improve the quality of care of our processes in the hospital, which will also help us resource optimization. So if you see, the objectives are all interconnected to themselves, which will help us in the better hospital management. Now, finally, we will be talking about financial performances. So hospital operations management focuses on improving the financial performance of healthcare operations or healthcare organizations. So by managing cost, optimizing revenue cycles, ensuring efficient resource utilization, hospitals can achieve financial sustainability and invest in the delivery of high quality care. When we say financial sustainability, which is one of the important and very crucial part of operations management, if the hospitals are not financially sustainable, we will not be able to provide patient the satisfaction, the quality of care, and of course this can lead to revenue loss. So we have to ensure that financial performance, hospital has to focus on it by managing the cost, competitor analysis, and optimizing revenue cycles, and ensuring that workflow efficiency and resource optimization. So as we see in the objective of hospital operations management, all objectives are interconnected, and with failure of one objective, the objective automatically fails. So we have to ensure, as I told you, operation management is the holistic approach in patient care. So now that we have learned about objectives of hospital operations management, let us understand the core principles of hospital operations management. The core principles include the patient-centeredness, collaboration and communication, continuous improvement, data-driven decision-making, and flexibility and adaptability. So when I talk about patient-centeredness, I have previously spoken like how patient is the center of every hospital and how patient is always first in hospital. So let us understand patient-centeredness. Putting patients at the center of operations management is fundamental. It is one of the important things. By understanding and meeting patient needs and expectations, hospital can provide personalized and patient-centric care. So when I say understanding patient's needs and expectations, so when a patient enters in the hospital, he comes with a certain expectations from the hospital, certain expectations from the hospital team and doctors. So we have to ensure that we meet all his expectations to improve his enhance his experience in the hospital, as it's one of our objectives. So as an example, when a patient comes to the hospital, he may expect in an emergency care, he may expect an immediate treatment without any registration. So do you think we have to value the patient's requirements here, the clinical requirements here, and ensure that the service is provided as per the patient expectations? A process should revolve around the patient's expectations. We have to ensure that we correct the processes, improve the processes, and our processes revolve around what the patient's expectations from the hospitals are, or what are the patient's needs. For an example, if you are getting a regular inquiry for a certain services which is not provided, for a certain specialty clinic which is not provided in your hospital, but a patient in your near vicinity needs those services as a regular basis, we should consider it as it is one of the patient's expectations from your hospital, or need of a patient in your near vicinity, which will also include enhancing your services, keeping patient at the center. So, as I said, patient-centeredness, let's go ahead and understand collaboration and communication. Successful operations management relies on effective collaboration and communication. As hospital has multiple stakeholders, which includes the doctors, the management, the nursing, the housekeeping staff, the dieticians, the physiotherapist, it is a holistic care what is given in the hospital, and there are multiple stakeholders giving care to the patient. We have to ensure that there is a transparency, or there is a closed communication between the teams, so patient get better care. Clear and timely communication facilitates coordinated care and prevents errors and enhances overall efficiency. For an example, if a patient comes to an orthopedic surgeon, and if he has a specific problem of shoulder and your hospital has a shoulder specialist, you have to ensure that your orthopedic surgeon is aware about a super specialty available in your hospital. That is a communication between you, what the management has to understand and give to all the people in the team, so we can do a better caring for the patient, which will improve patient's experience and enhances overall efficiency. So collaboration and communication is one of the important factors, because as I believe, communication resolves 70% of the problems. Continuous improvement is a cornerstone of operations management. By embracing culture of learning and innovation, hospitals can identify areas for improvement, implement evidence-based practices, and adapt to changing patient needs and industry needs. Now, when I spoke before also, keeping patient as a center, when we understand that there are new enhancements in the industry, we do have new researchers, new technologies coming up in the industry, and we have to adapt them for better care, better patients' experience. Like previously, let us take an example of a patient undergoing a blood test. Previously, a nurse would prick the patient, she would take out the blood and send it for testing. Sometimes the veins are difficult and she would prick the patient once, twice, thrice, spoiling the patient's experience. Now, with a vein finder, it becomes a little more easy. With a vein finder, she is able to find the vein which is right to take the blood, which will improve the patient experience because the blood collection will be done in one prick. So, when we say the change or the continuous improvement here, we have improved the process by using a new technology in the process of operations management and collecting the blood and enhance the patient's experience. So, adapting to the new changes, implementing evidence-based practices should be the core principle of hospital operations management. Data-driven decision-making. So, now that we have learned about patient-centeredness and you must have understood when we spoke about collaboration of communication and continuous improvement, patient was always at the center. So, as I told you before, all the hospital operations management, all the hospital, patient is always at the center. And now, when we talk about data-driven decision-making, here also patient is at center, where we operations management leverages the data and analytics to make informed decisions by collecting and analyzing data on key performance indicators. Hospital can identify areas of improvement, track progress, and make evidence-based decisions to optimize operations. So, this is also a part of quality care, where every month we collect a certain data from various departments to understand how the hospital is working or how operationally or clinically the operation is surpassing. And we can monitor the performance indicators, analyze them, and if required, if the data suggests, we do the necessary changes. Now, let us take an example here. For an example, you find that there are multiple faults documented in your performance indicators, monthly performance indicators, where we understand that multiple patients are slipping in bathroom and falling, and we do have that documented. What do you think we have to do? We have to analyze as per the operational processes that where is the change which will reduce the fall. We have to ensure, we have to train the staff. So there are multiple factors which will help in the improvement or enhancing of process, like I said about continuous improvement. So your data decision making helps you improve the decision, which will again improve the patient experience. You can improve the quality of care given to the patient. You can improve his experience in the hospital and of course improve his clinical health. So now data-driven decision making, we make the changes, we track the progress. So we don't only stand there making the changes. We also have to track the progress. We have to ensure that the changes made are right changes made and there is no scope of improvement. So it's an ongoing process and it doesn't stop on making just a single change. It is an ongoing process. You have to track progress and make evidence-based decision to optimize operations. Now let us go ahead and understand flexibility and adaptability. So if you see all the points, what we have seen, they all involve around the patient-centeredness, where we keep patient as at the center and revolve around it. So our collaboration and communication, continuous improvement, data-driven decision-making, and now flexibility and adaptability again is interconnected. Healthcare is a dynamic field and operations management must be flexible and adaptable to changing circumstances by anticipating and responding to disruptions. Hospital can maintain continuity of care and ensure operational resilience. So flexibility and adaptability, when we say continuous improvement, we have to ensure flexibility to change the decision, to adapt new technologies, because that again will be data-driven decisions which will be helping us to be flexible enough and adaptable to the new technologies, and again it will add to continuous improvement. So as we read, we have to ensure that the continuity of care is maintained by being flexible. As I said, the process once changed, we do not stop there, but we make the certain changes. We ensure that we are flexible and adaptable. If there are changes required, we do the necessary changes, and then we ensure that the continuity of care is maintained and ensure operational resilience is maintained. Now that we have understand the objectives, we have understood the core principles, let us now understand definition of hospital operations management. In the previous slides, I have already spoken about hospital operations and management. We have gone in deep and understood the terms operations and management and the role of management in operations. Now let us understand the definition of hospital operations. Hospital operations management refers to the strategy, planning, coordination, control of various processes and resources within the healthcare facility to ensure effective and efficient delivery of healthcare services. Like we said, it is very important a hospital to deliver effective and efficient health services. Hospital operations refers to the planning. We have to do a planning of processes. We have to ensure that the processes are coordinated well. So when I say processes, that is the inputs. Services are the outputs of the hospital operations management. It is a service-based industry. So we have to ensure, and here our input or resources are human manpower. That is your doctors, your nurses, your paramedics, your equipment. These are the inputs, and outputs are the services, healthcare services, what we provide. So while we say that input is equal to output in hospital operations management, we ensure that we strategically plan the services, we coordinate well between the resources, we control the various processes so that we ensure an efficient and effective delivery of health services, which is part of operations management. Operation management involves overseeing the day-to-day operations of the hospital, it optimizing the workflows, managing the resources, and implementing strategies to enhance patient care, improve patient satisfaction, and achieve operational excellence. So, operation management is the holistic approach in the hospital where we have to ensure that day-to-day operations of the hospital, that includes, as I told before, from entering of the patient, that includes your registration of the patient, billing of the patient, clinical care of the patient, radiology service, multiple services what a hospital provides, your cleanliness, there are multiple day-to-day operations of the hospital. We have to see that they are overseen, they optimized workflows are managed, resources are managed, and strategies are implemented to enhance the patient care. We have to evaluate the operations on daily basis to understand whether there is any process change required to improve or enhance patient care, improve the patient satisfaction, and achieve operational excellence. Now let us understand it with an example. If a patient wants a home collection or a blood collection to be done at 7 o'clock at his home. Now, and your hospital doesn't have a certain facility of home collection. Do you think adding up that facility or changing the process of home collection is going to enhance the patient's experience or satisfaction rate? Yes. We have to ensure that certain process changes are implemented and the day-to-day operations flow is smooth enough so that we can achieve operational experience. So here we see that by adding a certain service in your operational part, we are enhancing the patient satisfaction. We are achieving the operational excellence. So you know that we have known the definition of hospital management operations, let us go ahead.